from grass to grace. How to defy every obstacle to achieve your desired growth. Part 2. To continue from our question yesterday. How does a shepherd all of a sudden emerge as the greatest national warrior and eventually the greatest king of Israel? I know your first response would be, it's grace. That's true, I agree. There's a God factor at work here. However, we should not forget one important thing David did as a shepherd. He turned the bush and animals into his training ground. While David was tending the flock, I'm sure he was not limited by his circumstances. He took the chance to train himself to learn how to fight using the tools available to him, his rod and catapult. He would use these tools later on the national scale to kill Goliath and bring a national victory to the people of Israel. While David was deprived of the opportunity for formal military training, he used what was available to him to train himself to fight. You see, you have no excuse. Your background is not strong enough to relegate you to the ground if you don't allow it. You may not have access to the best education, but if you make the best use of the kind of education available, there's no level you can't attain. I will share my story with you one of these days. David later gave us one of the most profound pieces of counsel to inspire us to attain our desired life. He said, "Do you see a man diligent in his work? He will stand before kings and not mere men." David was speaking from his personal experience. As a shepherd, he was diligent. David took care of the sheep as if they were his own. He risked his life for them. He fought with lions and bears and defeated them. This victory became an important job experience on his CV when he was convincing King Saul to hire him to fight Goliath, Bible references. Nobody just emerges. Every great man standing before kings today had a history of diligence in their work behind closed doors. And this has nothing to do with the size of the work. Do you desire to own and run an empire one day? Then start by treating your current job as if it is the empire. Give it your best. Use the platform as a training ground and a quarry site to prepare yourself for your desired life. When you do this, when the time to show forth comes, you will have a reference point to convince anyone that you have the capacity. So, to achieve greatness, start by being diligent in your current work, no matter how small it may seem. Use every opportunity to learn and grow, and don't limit yourself by your circumstances. With hard work, determination, and a willingness to learn, you can overcome any obstacle and achieve your dreams, just like David did. We will look at some practical ways to stay diligent and achieve the desired growth tomorrow. The Daily Growth Hack is a daily newsletter written by Nicholas Alifa and read by John.